He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello everyone and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We are coming to you live and certainly in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome everyone. Remember, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I definitely will try to answer all my email. Also, if you have an app or a tip or something and you want to share it with the Gadget Professor, henceforth I will share it with my audience, by all means, drop me an email. A gentleman this morning sent me an interesting email on how to convert your shop lights, those long fluorescent tubes, into LED lights, and looked like an interesting read. I have to test everything out, but I'm going to share that with everybody shortly. So that was a great email, and thank you for doing that. All right, we have a great show for you today, and I'm actually looking at my new keypad here to get familiar with it. As I mentioned last week, I changed everything around, which is a good thing. So if you're new to the Gadget Professor, welcome. We come up with a new show every Thursday evening, and we talk about gadgets, and we also have a lot of apps. To do that, you can watch our show pretty much in any glass surface, any browser. You can definitely watch the show on iTunes, and you can watch it right on the browser if you want. To do that, all you have to do is go to our website, and that's www.thegadgetprofessor.com. www.thegadgetprofessor.com. I will ask you to please certainly like us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter. We'll get into that in a minute or so. But you want to get the show notes, and if you scroll down on the right-hand side, right around there, you will see the newsletter button. All you got to do is just put in your email address. The only thing I send you is the show notes, which is a synopsis of everything that we do on the show each week, and everything is hot linked, so that makes it real nice for you. You just go on there and touch what you're interested in, or click on the app, and it takes you right to the website. So that's all really good. So as I said, we have an interesting show for you today, and our app of the day is pretty cool. We have actually one that's both on the Android system and also the Droid system, and it's very cool. You will like this app, so you might want to stay tuned for that. So today we're going to take a look at a very cool gadget put out by the SanDisk people. And actually, here it is. This is it. And it doesn't look very very cool, but it is. This is actually a USB stick, and there's nothing great about a USB stick. This particular stick actually happens to be 128 gig, which is cool. And if you look at it on the surface, it's just a stick. It has a cap on it, and that's pretty much it. But with a little further examination, what you're going to see on the side of this device is nothing on this side, nothing here, but over here, right here, I hope that you will see a little switch. Can you see that right there? Yeah, and right there is the switch. So if you depress that in, count to two, one, two, and then you look on the front of it, you will see, even on this little camera, you will see a light lighting up, and there it is right there. There it goes. And that's flashing. And if you look up here, this has the radiation sign, I call it, but this is actually a hot spot, if you will, for this disc, for this stick. And essentially what happens is, certainly you can use this to store whatever you want, just like a regular USB stick. It's 128 gigs. You can buy them in all configurations, 32 gig, 64, so on and so forth. I got the 128 gigabyte disk. Now, what I do with this is, obviously, I store my files, my movies, my videos, document files, Excel spreadsheets, photographs, whatever it is you want. But what makes this essentially really cool is a couple things. Because this has built into it a transmitter and a receiver, what you do is you actually can put this in your pocket or your purse or wherever you want it. And when you're on a plane, or even if you're not on a plane, you're just driving around, although you don't want to watch movies when you're driving around, but wherever you are, you turn this on, and essentially there's a free app for your Droid operating system and for your iOS, and whatever's on this stick will actually transmit right to your phone, your tablet. Again, it doesn't matter what format you have, whether you're on the Android system or the iOS, this will work with both. The app is totally free, and essentially what you're going to do is load the app onto your tablet or to your phone and turn this on, of course. And then the only trick, and it's not really a trick, the only thing that you want to make sure you do is when you go onto the app is that you now set your Wi-Fi to the SanDisk. Okay, and the reason that is because this is putting out a signal when you go into your Wi-Fi, not your Bluetooth, your Wi-Fi. You will see this, and you're basically going to lock the app onto the stick, and then anything that's on the stick, you can watch, movie, photograph, whatever, or the reverse. If you have photos or videos on this or spreadsheets, whatever it is that you want, you can very easily offload that right onto the stick. So it's a great backup situation. What I like about that is if you take photographs like I do, and you get a bunch of them, your phone's starting to fill up or you want to offload them, you can just seamlessly just click a button from the app and send it right back to the stick. Then you can pull the stick wherever you want, put it back in your laptop, your desktop, whatever, and it will take them right off of this and put them onto other storage devices. So very, very handy device, particularly if you're on a flight and you want to stream a bunch of movies. You have 128 gigs here, so that's a lot of movies and your files and things you want to read. Very handy device, very small, and the way this really works is essentially you're going to charge this up. There is a battery inside this, so you're going to plug this into any computer, any place you can get 5 volts USB, one of the USB adapters, and there's millions of those around. You just put this in, charge it up, and bang, you're ready to go, and that's pretty much it. Now, one thing that I found a tad confusing is I happen to have an iPhone, and there's a bunch of apps here. One says SanDisk Connect, and one says Connect Drive. So I automatically assumed, which was incorrect, that the SanDisk Connect would be the device that I want, because this is called the Wireless Connect Drive, the SanDisk Wireless Connect Drive. And actually, it's not. It's called Connect Drive. So I'm going to put this up here because I don't really feel like plugging everything in. But you can see Connect Drive, and you can see the bottom one says SanDisk Connect Drive. It's not the SanDisk Connect Drive. It's the Connect Drive. And when you download that app, that will definitely connect up. The instructions come right basically on the app. It's very simple to get started. So again, there's my app. You can see that it's connected right now to the stick. And it just basically says music, getting started, guys, photos, and videos. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to click on videos. And you can see there's one video there. And I'm just going to hit video. And this video is actually stored. It's a sample demo video right on this stick. So the stick is on. And I'm going to turn this sideways here. And as you can see, it looks great. The sound is great, and it's all streaming directly from this stick. And I gotta tell you, it's real nice. No question about it. It streams really nice. So, again, you can load the stick up with movies, files, pretty much whatever you want. And it's you can be up and operating on this in about 3 minutes or less. It's that good. So let's take a look and see actually what these things cost. It's kind of interesting. Let's go to our website here. And this is the SanDisk website. And right now, this is selling for $49. If you go onto the Amazon site, which is right here, you'll see that this exact same device is selling for $69.60, the exact same thing that I'm holding in my hand. Now, I'll give you a little tip. This is Prime, so you'll get this in 2 days, guaranteed. 128 gigabyte wireless stick flash drive. The flash drive is reinvented for your phone, tablet, and computer. Wirelessly save and access your photos, your videos, and your file. Stream high-def videos and music, okay, up to 3 devices at the same time. So that if you have this stick and you have 2 other people with you, they all can watch the same movie at the same time. That's very nice. Or if there's a bunch of movies on there, I believe you can select whatever movie you want and everybody can watch their own, and all from this little device. So that's nice. It has a year warranty. Now, the thing is, this is going to come brand new in a package and look real nice. $69.60 on Amazon, as you could see. However, if you go to the actual SanDisk site and it says SanDisk Connect Wireless Stick 128 gigabyte, exactly what I'm holding here. And if you look for bulk packaging, this is now, instead of 69, call it 70 bucks, this is now 50 bucks. Yeah, so you're going to save yourself 20 bucks. Why? Because it's bulk packaging. And the difference is, instead of coming in a nice shiny pack, this just comes in a little tiny box, a brown box, if you will. And that's all that's there. And the brown box, I could care less about. You open it up and here it is. So skip the fancy packaging for the 20 bucks. Definitely go on to this SanDisk site here and check it out. I mean, it's very, very worthwhile. No question about it. I really like it. It works well. And for 49 bucks, I think you're going to be, call it 50 bucks, $49.99. You're going to be really happy with this. I know you are. It's really versatile. And the cool thing about this is if something is on this, okay, and you bring it into your phone, your smartphone, or your tablet, from that smartphone or tablet, you're able to essentially stream, okay, mirror this device right onto your TV set. So that's nice. So if you want to bring movie night over to someone's house, you'll be able to send this to the TV if it takes, mirroring images. That's really cool. I like that a lot. So definitely check that out. It's a wonderful device, a wonderful gadget. Makes a great present, and it also makes you look like you're real techie and you know what's going on. So that is cool. So, all right, now for a little news, and, don't snooze or you'll miss the news, but yours truly, the Gadget Professor. I think I mentioned last week, I have been chosen to do the broadcast at the National Association of Broadcasters Convention. That will be April 7th to April 12th in Vegas. I am actually going to be doing the broadcast probably 6 to 8 hours a day for 4 days in April, and I'm very, very proud of that. I'll be working in conjunction with the people at LiveView, and it's a great thrill and a great honor. If you're not familiar with the NAB show, this essentially is the premier trade show for the broadcast industry. It's unlike CES in the sense that it's not consumer-oriented. This is really for broadcasting, streaming, television, things like that. They had over 102,000 attendees last year from 160-plus countries. There's over 1,700 exhibitors. There's over 200 sessions, and the purchasing power that attends that is $20 billion. So it's a big show. There's no question about it, and I am truly honored to be there. I have to tell you that. So we had some other news this week, which, again, I was pretty honored about. For the folks at LiveView, they were kind enough to print up a really nice article about me, and I appreciated that a lot. And let's go to camera 3 there, and this is it. This will be in the show notes, but LiveView NAB preview, and it talks about the folks at LiveView being at C2617 booth, and then it goes on. Hey, there I am. Gives me a little plug there about the Gadget Professor. So that was very cool. And again, this will all be in the show notes if you'd like to take a look at it. And then we also made the broadcast beat this week, which is like, wow. So I'm very honored to be mentioned in the broadcast beat. But there we are, and there's a nice article there at LiveView NAB 2018 preview. So thank you very much to the LiveView folks. We're in the planning stages now, and it's really really a cool thing to do, and we're going to have all kinds of crazy things going on, and I promise you that there'll be a lot of firsts. What I mean by that is this broadcast won't be the same old broadcast as it always is. We're going to have a lot of new things and a lot of new technology incorporated in our broadcast, so definitely want to stay tuned for that. No question about that, and there'll be more on that as we progress towards April. Also, if you want to keep appraised of every gadget that's out there, this site is really cool. I just updated it. It's called Rebel Mouse, and it was a little stale, I will admit that, but I did change everything on it. And you can subscribe to Rebel Mouse /Gadget Professor. This will all be in the show notes. This is totally free, but every five minutes the site updates. It took a lot of time and patience to get this thing the way I wanted it, but now it's updating like constantly, which is nice. It's bringing you all the latest in technology from all the best sites. So you can look on this and find a new app almost every 5 minutes or a new piece of technology that's come out. And this is dynamically linked back to the originators of the information, which is great. So again, you can just look on this and you read this for 5 minutes, you're going to be pretty much updated on all the technology that's out there. Excellent, excellent page, if I do say so myself. And that would be at the Rebel Mouse /Gadget Professor. If you get the show notes, you will see all of that. Now, here's an interesting piece of news that I found out. This is pretty neat. The Apple Watch, if you can afford one of those, I do not have one yet. I'm still kind of thinking about it, but the Apple Watch can detect diabetes with an 85% accuracy, and there's apps that will do this, and here's the whole article about it. And diabetes is off the Richter scale. It's just beyond an epidemic. So if you're tad overweight and or you have a propensity for this, you definitely want to know that you have diabetes, whether it's type 1 or type 2. And this will actually help you do that. And I have to laugh because in 2015, the Framingham Heart Study, and yours truly did a lot of work for them back in the days. It's in Framingham, Massachusetts. And my office, my home office, was in Natick, Massachusetts, and still have the office there. But it's a very interesting article, and it will tell you all about what this app will do. And I think you should definitely read it if you are at all interested in that. All right. Now, here's an issue that came up to me, a panic email, actually this week, and I felt bad for the person. It was an elderly individual, and she wrote me a letter, urgent. So I read it and said she just got a phone call, and it terrified her, and this guy was on the other end and said that the IRS, for you folks that are out of the country, that's the Internal Revenue Service, and they take all her money here in the United States. But she got a terrifying call from the IRS saying that they're in process of preparing a lawsuit, and they're going to sue her, and she was freaking out. She didn't know whether the call was real, and I don't know. I think she was desperate, but she sent me an email, and it said urgent, so I happened to look at it, and I emailed her back and said, what's the number? And she had her smartphone. She looked on it, and she gave me the number. So if you ever get a threatening phone call or a phone call that makes you uneasy, this service is totally free, okay? It's called a reverse lookup service, and it's put out by a place called White Pages, whitepages.com. Pretty simple. And what you do is you take the number that called you, and in this case, and I'll tell you right now, it was 585-326-4555. This was Akron, New York, and it comes right up. Spam, fraud potential, medium risk. And it tells you right off the bat that this was a scam. So, I did the reverse lookup for her. I sent her back a little note and said everything that I could tell, this is a scam. And if you look, there's spam reports on this. And it says, when calling back this number, the phone just rings and no one answers. This is an IRS scam. Don't worry, IRS lawsuit has a warrant out for your arrest. Lots of laughs. And it tells you all the comments that people have made about it. So right off the bat, this was flagged as an IRS scam. So this could put your mind at ease. It's a totally free service. And I would definitely, make a note of that, because who knows when you're going to need something like that. It's, again, it's White Pages. It's called Reverse Phone, White Pages Reverse Phone. And I think everybody should at least be aware that that service is there. And again, it's totally free. And they do, I think, over I think they have a directory of over 5 million phone numbers just in the United States alone. So if it's a well-known scan or even not, if you're a scammer and calling people, this site will definitely detect it. So let's take a look at some apps today. This is kind of a pleasant app, if you will. It's totally free. If you're into color and keeping things nice and neat and color coordinated, you'll want to take a look at iPalettes. So what this actually does, this is for the iPhone and iPad, but if you want the phone to choose a nice color pattern or color schemes for you, this will do that. It will also take a photograph from your library and model a nice palette after that. There's over 1,000 palettes that come with this. So you also can pick the color that you like or pick from what's called Pantone colors. And Pantone colors are pretty much colors that have been, I hate to say regulated, but they're used as standard. So if you always want to get the same blue on your business card or your printing, you would use a Pantone color, and that's assigned a number. And that means that there's an equal mix of colors, and it tells you what percentage. It's an actual formula. So if you're using a Pantone color, you're going to get an exact match every time. And this app essentially works on those Pantone colors. So kind of a neat app, totally free. Now here's an app for you. If you have a baby, could be a grandson, granddaughter, or your own child, this is kind of nice. It's called Baby Cam. It's totally free. But this is a StoryPix editor. And what they do is it allows you to use overlays, totally free, and it gives you these nice little overlays that you can put over milestones, pregnancy, every moment, artworks, things like that. And it's the best baby milestone app out there, at least that's what they tell me. It's simple to use. Snap the precious moment as it happens or select from your camera roll. Add our adorable artwork. Add text to personalize. Save. And what's nice about this is you can share it and it saves all these memories. So for free, Baby Cam, it's a very nice app. And if you're into that, hey, it's free. Why not? And it's actually pretty good. I was playing around with it and I liked it. Now, here's an app that you're going to want. This is for any of the iOS products, the iPhone products, iPad, iTablet, whatever. iTablet, no such thing, but your iOS operating system. Check My Device, totally free. You are going to want this, trust me. With this one app on your iPhone or your iPad, you can check out, okay, brightness test, color test, touchscreen test, multi-test, pinch test, 3D test, sensor, accelerator test, shake test, compass test, touch ID test, proximity parts, your GPS test. People would like to test out their GPS. They don't think it's working. This will test it out for you. You can do a flashlight test, vibrate test, sound test, microphone test, camera test, video test. I'm not going to read them all, but this will actually check to see if your warranty is good, if your activation lock is checked, your iTunes sync check. Everything you need to check out is in this Check My Device app. And guess what, folks? It's free. So you got to love the Gadget Professor because this is totally, totally free. Hey, what can I tell you? Now, this next app, you're going to want this one. Cryptocurrency is a big thing these days, and you either made a lot of money or lost a lot of money in the last couple of weeks with cryptocurrency, and we talked a little bit about that, but this is a cool app. It's called Crypto Pro. This is free, and it's a Bitcoin ticker. What's nice about this particular app is it has pretty much every cryptocurrency out there, and then some. I've never heard of most of them, but it displays 4 to 20 different of your different cryptocurrencies, whatever one of your favorite. If you have more than 20, then you're richer than I am. You're richer than I am anyway. But this app works quite well. It's quite accurate and it's free. So check this out if you're into cryptocurrencies. Even if you're using the Bitcoin app, you're going to find this that you really like it. You also can consolidate your portfolios and lock them in terms of what you see. So this is pretty good. Again, totally free. It's called Crypto Pro. And I definitely would recommend that if you're into that kind of stuff. No question about that. Now, this last app I love. I absolutely love this. This is available for both your Android operating system and for your iOS. This is called Notarize. And if you have ever had to have a document notarized, you know what a pain in the butt it can be, because you got to go to somewhere, the bank or notary or whatever, and it's just a pain in the butt. They now have an app called Notarize. Again, it's available on both platforms, and it's operational 24 hours a day, 7 days per week. Average time is less than 1 minute wait. Upload the document, prove your identity, fill out your document, and connect with a licensed Virginia electronic notary by live video call. Sign before the agent, who will then legalize and notarize your document. I love this. I haven't tried it, but I'm going to try it. When done, share your document by email, save it into Dropbox, or print it and submit it manually if your document isn't in paper form. Notarize offers the ability to scan your document directly within the app, which is kind of neat. The notarized agents are held to the highest standards and have completed training, blah, 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 blah. And that's pretty much it. It doesn't say what the cost of it is. And interestingly enough, it was developed out from Boston, Massachusetts. That's about all I know. It's got to cost something. Typically, to notarize a document, I pay, I think, $1 or $2. And I don't know what this costs, but even if it's $5 and I can get something notarized in the middle of the night, I love it. So check it out. I am going to have something notarized in the next couple weeks, and I'm going to try the service, and I'll let you know. But it's a great, great idea. I'll tell you that right now. I like that idea a lot. And that, folks, is going to wrap it up for the Gadget Professor today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I definitely appreciate it, and I'll see everybody next Thursday.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.